Breakthrough Company, How Everyday Companies Become Extraordinary Performers, author Keith R. McFarland. Most of us will never run an IBM or a GE, but millions of us around the world run mid-size entrepreneurial companies, some of which have the potential to become significant, lasting, and difference-making organizations. It's tempting to dream that if we could just find the right combination of ingredients, we could unlock the secrets of building breakthrough companies. But believing in that dream would be like believing that one could, after a lifetime of painting by numbers, suddenly produce a masterpiece. That just doesn't happen. Throwing the dino. In climbing parlance, a dino, short for dynamic, is a quick gymnastic leap to a distant hold. If you miss, you can get pretty banged up. Growing a business can be a lot like rock climbing. Most businesses start out carving small but secure footholds at the lower elevations of some industry. Some are satisfied to stay in the lower elevations, but for many, as time passes, their aspirations rise and their eyes turn upward, footholds and handholds just out of reach. These are the breakthrough companies, the ones always focused on the next challenge up ahead, the ones ready to risk what they are for what they can become. Breakthrough companies are distinguished by their willingness to throw the dino. Unraveling the breakthrough dilemma. As a firm grows, it undergoes subtle changes in how it makes decisions and set priorities. It often even develops a different language for identifying and communicating what is important. This relationship highlighted a key challenge involved in achieving long-term growth: the need for a company to learn to operate differently as it grows larger, while at the same time retaining all the best qualities that allowed it to thrive as a smaller business. Breakthrough companies seek to integrate new tools, processes, and ideas to help them better manage the growing complexity of their worlds without, at the same time, losing the firm's unique aspects that inspire people to give their best efforts. Crowning the company. In order to achieve breakthrough, a company's leaders must be willing to crown the company. In other words, they must put the interests of the firm above their own, harnessing the power of the people at all levels in building the firm's future. Too many leaders, after they achieve some level of success, tend to make their organizations all about them. Crowning the company appears to go much deeper than a leader's personal humility. The leaders seem to understand something fundamental about how the world works. Crowning the company is not just a reflection of some personal attribute of the leader. It is a strategy and a set of principles. Any leader and any organization can move toward greater organizational sovereignty. Most striking was the fact that all 9 breakthrough companies had crowned the company in a powerful way. Leaders echoed a nearly identical business philosophy. Surprisingly, to know how early in their histories these companies developed a commitment to crowning the company. Keys to crown the company. Crown the customer first. If a company doesn't work hard every day to keep the eyes of every person in the organization fixed squarely on the customer, people are going to care more about what's going on in their own departments than what concerns the customer. On the other hand, if everyone in the organization is taught to view their own department activities as always secondary to the needs of the customer, then employees will consider the customer their top priority. Don't let loyalty become a liability. For some organization members, all the coaching in the world just won't get them to where they need to be. And despite a leader's best efforts, these folks just won't grow fast enough to keep up. Many entrepreneurial leaders, however, are slow to act when it comes to non-performing team members, especially when it comes to long-term employees. Too often, leaders make excuses for employees under the guise of loyalty. Upping the ante. Entrepreneurs are born risk takers. This plays right to their strengths, right? Wrong. We were surprised to learn that entrepreneurial leaders, in fact, are often more risk-averse than is popularly believed. In the psychological analysis of the 2,500, including 500 CEOs, the result was surprising. There appears to be no significant correlation between risk tolerance and starting or running an entrepreneurial business. To most successful entrepreneurs, starting a business isn't much of a risk at all. Three reasons companies fail to break through is because they fear losing control, losing their expertise, and losing their financial freedom. Building company character. The manner in which a company's people behave and interact with each other, with customers, and even with visitors, is a significant clue as to whether that company can break through or not. Many of the firms had hired consultants to help them define and articulate what would become their core values. All too often, however, the resulting values statements were not only bland and obvious, they also seemed disconnected with how the company operated. What distinguishes the breakthrough companies is that they tend to focus on character instead. There are companies of high moral character and others that are completely lacking in character. Unlike values, which refer to what a person professes to believe in, character captures something more significant. In a breakthrough company, people at all levels should be high performers. Those who fail to live up to those expectations don't last. How small companies give customers what they want. Small companies have very few customers. For the first few years of its life, every AdTrans employee was focused like a laser beam on making sure that customers were happy. If the company didn't serve its customer well, employees knew it wouldn't be long before they were out of a job. That led to a lot of heroic efforts on the part of many of AdTran employees, who stepped in to save the day with a particular customer over a late delivery, a defective part, or an installation problem. Small companies are often good at this notion of customer recovery, but as they grow, they need to build systems that can help ensure things don't go wrong in the first place. How small companies react quickly. Small companies can move more quickly simply by virtue of their size alone. They have little, if any, organisational structure, and there aren't many layers of middle management to check with that can slow the process down. There is instead a lot of management by walking around, where there is frequent contact between top management and frontline employees. At this stage in its development, a company feels and acts vulnerable, and as a result, employees tend to react quickly to problems and opportunities. Without the friction of an executive hierarchy to slow down the flow of information, management is often closely in touch with its customers' needs and problems and can quickly allocate resources to please them. Enlisting consultants. The breakthrough companies shared a similar strategy, that which created companies where people are encouraged to question the fundamental assumptions of the business. Breakthrough companies, in other words, want people to buck the system when the system is wrong. In fact, these people called consultants. The term consultant refers to a person who consults from the inside, someone who is willing to ask the tough questions to push the company to think critically about its fundamental assumptions. Building breakthrough capabilities. One of the best ways a company can improve its strategy, for instance, is to focus on people, either by increasing the level of strategic understanding of an existing team or by recruiting new people capable of crisp strategic thinking. If people know that a company's strategy is inherently flawed, they are unlikely to be motivated to put forth their best effort. Fixing the company's strategy first is the best way to get the most out of people. Involving people in strategy is just one of the many things a business can do to drive commitment. The breakthrough companies continue to be obsessed with creating an environment in which ordinary people can do extraordinary things. In the end, the breakthrough company leaders understood it was their responsibility to develop these new hires into the right people. Driving execution. The final leverage point for leaders seeking to nudge their businesses towards breakthrough performance is a relentless focus on improving the company's ability to execute. Even with the greatest strategy and the most committed people in the world, if a company fails to execute, its efforts will be for naught. Regardless of where the strategy cycle breaks down, if insights don't quickly get translated into decisions and then transformed into actions, the organization will be at a disadvantage. Breakthrough is a journey, not a destination. There are no permanent breakthrough companies. If a company's character gets reduced to a set of platitudes no one really believes in, much less acts on, the passion and commitment will fade away.